This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 in Colorado have dropped steadily since their peak at the start of December, and the state appears to have avoided a surge in cases after the holidays. CPR health reporter John Daly says public health leaders credit that in part to Coloradans who have committed to wearing masks and physical distancing.
You know, we're still seeing the virus spreading. I spoke with Sunita Sharma. She's a critical care medicine doctor at CU Anschutz. She says there's light at the end of the tunnel, but
I don't want people to give up that level of vigilance because I think that's what's keeping our numbers in check right now.
She says, don't forget, around the U.S., the pandemic is as bad as it's been. And for most of us, vaccines are still months away.
That's CPR's John Daly. Boulder County is launching a mental health program that offers support to those affected by two wildfires that burned in the area last fall. The Cal Wood and Left Hand Canyon fires covered nearly 11,000 acres. They destroyed homes and buildings and forced thousands of residents to evacuate. The new program connects people with mental health providers. It will also cover some of the costs of therapy sessions. The state will get $2.4 million in CARES Act money to support its tourism industry. Colorado's tourism office says it will use the money for projects aimed at driving a faster recovery for the industry, which has been heavily affected by the pandemic. Similar federal grants have also gone to Florida, South Carolina, and Louisiana. This is CPR News.